Joining us by phone is the aforementioned Patrick Marleau. Patrick, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A lot of folks shocked by your decision. Why the Leafs and why now?
I had some talks with some teams and, talking with Leafs management and coaching staff and just the team that I see on the ice there. I think the league is getting, faster and faster. They definitely have that. And I'm just excited for the things that come for the Maple Leafs. And that's what, drove me to the decision to come there.
Nice. On the ice, of course, the kids we know are an appealing part of this team. But off the ice, having head coaching Mike Babcock must make it appealing as well. How much of a factor did him being behind the bench playing this decision?
Yeah, it definitely played a huge factor in it. Obviously, I've played for him at both Olympics and had success. And, I look forward to, having that pressure on me and having him want things out of me and pushing me. And, I expect a lot on myself, and I know he does too, so I'm ready for the work.
How much of the Leafs' pitch had to do with winning now, Patrick?
I think they just kept talking to me about the excitement in and around the team, talking to me about the players, the group of guys that they have there right now, and how they eat, sleep, breathe hockey. And for me, that sold me. I want to be part of that. And they say they have a special group there, and I want to be one of those guys that plays there. And then hopefully we can build on that and have some success.
I know you don't get to see him a ton in San Jose, and I know some of it probably had to do with a 3-year term as well, but how much did what seems to be a pretty obvious style matchup in the way you play and the way this team plays play into your decision to choose the Leafs?
Well, I took everything into account, and that definitely was one of my, the team's nowadays that are winning are the faster, stronger teams. That you can just see the league's getting that way, and the Leafs have that in spades. So I like to play that way. I thought it would be a great fit for myself, and that's why I made the decision I did.
We were looking it up. You played in your first preseason game with the Sharks on September 14th, 1997. By the way, scored in that preseason game. Did you know that Austin Matthews was born 3 days later? And what do you know about the kids in this team?
I've seen that, and I think that's great. I think, I talked to him earlier today, and, he brings that excitement to the game. I think even, watching him this year out here on the West Coast, you see that these guys love the game. They're ready to go. They're tons of energy, and it's fun to watch, and I want to be a part of it. So,
a lot has been made in the last couple of days, at least in this market, about how durable you've been in your time in the league. And being in your late 30s, it's surprising for a lot of people that you haven't missed a game in 8 seasons. Do you have a secret in which to do that? Because I'm not 30 and I hurt every single day, so I'm not sure how you managed to do that while playing a professional sport.
I've had a great support staff here in San Jose, and actually, the more and more games you play on the road, you get to meet, massage therapists, people that are specialties, chiropractors, things like this. Not saying I need them all the time, but if I need them, they're there for you, and I think that helps out a ton. But the training staff here has been great, and I hear nothing but the best about the training staff in Toronto, and that was another factor too. I know they're on the cutting edge of sports science and things like that, so that was appealing to me as well.
You mentioned San Jose, and a lot of people saw the tweet that the official Twitter account of San Jose Sharks sent out there. Joe Thornton said, "Patty's going to be a Shark for life. He's going to go down as the greatest Shark of all time." How tough was it to make a decision to leave a place that you've been for 20 years and friends like Joe Thornton?
That was the toughest obstacle for me, was making that decision not to be able to play and suit up and look across the the room and see Jumbo. We've been through so much together, so much respect for him. He's obviously first ballot Hall of Famer, but just the greatest teammate you could ever imagine. And that was probably the toughest thing.
There were rumors of you both going to certain places, Nashville. Some even suggested Toronto. How much did you talk to Joe throughout the process?
We were in contact. Obviously he had things that he was going through, and I had different things that I was going through. But we were definitely in contact throughout the time, the free agency period.
Understood.
Patrick, there's a picture circulating today. You were in a Maple Leafs jersey as a kid, I believe. I'm not sure if you've seen that and if you remember having that jersey at all and how you got it.
I don't remember exactly how I got it. I had the picture up here in my house. I don't know if it's in the Twitter photo, but my dad's got his hockey jersey on, and my brother's on the other side with his hockey jersey. And I think finally we got rid of that carpet from our farmhouse. So, I'm not exactly where or how we got it or if we still have it, but I'll definitely ask my mom about that.
Nice. The wife tweeted it out. And speaking of pitchers, did you happen to see Thornton signing his deal on the tractor?
No, I didn't.
No?
But I saw some pictures of him mowing the lawn there. We were going back and forth. I was... his wife and my wife were going back and forth with pictures of us doing different things on free agency day. So it was pretty funny to see.
Nice. We'll send it to you. But he's signing his contract on the top of a tractor doing the lawn. Very Jumbo.
And, very
yeah,
Canadian
very Jumbo.
As well.
Patrick, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's been busy for you. Best of luck in Toronto, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.